So when we think about a gentle man, not a gentleman, but a gentle man, we think about someone who's polite, courteous, tender, calm, respectful, and waits his turn. We'll use Barnabas as our example. His real Hebrew name was Joseph, but the disciples nicknamed him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He was known for encouraging others and for his ability to offer consolation to believers and for his giftedness in sharing the gospel. Barnabas focused on living for God and being sensitive to the Spirit's leading. He put others first, consoled those who were wavering in their faith. His open-handedness towards earthly possessions freed him to operate charitably to those that were in need. So yesterday, Jeff covered the terrible things that Saul did to the early church and the early believers. And Barnabas took Saul under his wing when no one else trusted him after his conversion. This was a risk for Barnabas, but he remained confident in his action. Barnabas took him and supported him and introduced him to the other apostles as a changed man. Saul, now Paul, was sent to Tarsus, and this made the local church more comfortable knowing that he was not so near. Barnabas also went to Tarsus, found Paul, and brought him to Antioch, where they worked together teaching the good news. Barnabas trained him and traveled with him. It was during this time that the disciples were first referred to as Christians. In Acts 13, starting in 46, and Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of God, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was spread throughout the whole region. But the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, stirring up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and drove them out of their district. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. So the two traveled from city to city teaching the gospel. On their first mission trip, there were many times that they were chased out of town by Jews that were upset by their success. Paul was stoned and thought to be dead, but survived and continued on with Barnabas. On their route, they returned to several of the cities to strengthen and encourage them to continue in their faith. There was a time when a crippled man was healed, and the people mistook Barnabas and Paul as gods. But Barnabas corrected them, declaring these were things that God had done through them, that they were only human, just like them. Paul had become more passionate about spreading the news of Christ than he was about snuffing it out earlier. In Acts 15, starting in 36, "And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, 'Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are.' Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John Mark, but Paul thought best not to take them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. and there arose a sharp disagreement, so they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. And Paul took Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. When preparing for this second mission trip, Paul became confident enough to tell Barnabas that he did not like what John Mark did to them on their previous trip. Paul did not want John Mark to go because he had abandoned him during the first trip when things got tough. He did not trust him. Barnabas and Paul decided to go on separate trips. Barnabas was willing to give John Mark a second chance. Paul was not. Barnabas took John Mark and Paul took Silas. This turned out to be a benefit to their cause. They actually reached many more people this way, and both John Mark and Silas also had strong ministries following their trip. Paul later asked Timothy to take John Mark to him, as Barnabas had done such a good job with him that he had become useful to him in his ministry. This was a compliment to Barnabas and a sign that their friendship was still intact. Barnabas had now served to encourage and build up another. This time it was John Mark. Barnabas served both Paul and John Mark. Paul ended up becoming much more prominent than Barnabas, to the point that by the end of the first ministry trip, instead of being referred to as Barnabas and Paul, they were being called Paul and Barnabas. Regardless, Barnabas continued to be the encourager and used a team-oriented approach to Christian ministry. He did not strive to be the center of attention and remained humble in his attitude. So earlier we said a gentle man is polite, courteous, tender, calm, respectful, and waits his turn. This is demonstrated that Barnabas was gentle. To say someone is gentle implies that they are strong enough to do harm if they were not gentle. To be gentle is a choice. We can't do it on our own. It takes trust in the Lord to surrender and be gentle and to help us be a better image of Him.